Troy Franklin's fantasy draft price fell 28 spots this week. And the plain truth behind that number is that nothing happened. No Franklin reporting surfaced in the entire week. No practice notes, no quotes, no mention in any of the four recaps we read of Denver's 34-6 win over Minnesota, no appearance in any cut day transaction category, per the reporting from Arik Dalala on the team's website. The market moved on him during a stretch in which the beat produced nothing at all, and we will not invent a cause it did not report. What we can report is that the test his file has been waiting on was postponed again. Peyton's midweek call to hold the starters out, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports, meant there was no game in which Cortland Sutton, Jaylen Waddle, and Franklin were all on the field with the first offense. And the receiver room, intact through cut day, has still never played together. Marvin Mims Jr. debuted Friday and left with a foot injury Peyton called a bruise, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle and Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. For anyone hearing this fresh, Franklin drew heavy target volume as the second option in this offense last season, and the June Red said his play had earned everything while the room threatened it. Denver traded for Waddle, and volume earned before the trade would have to be defended after it. The last documented pecking order, from Chad Jensen's August 6th reporting at Mile High Huddle, placed him fifth, behind Sutton, Waddle, Pat Bryant, and Mims. A reading taken while several of those receivers were unavailable, now 3.5 weeks old and still untested. Franklin's own words from that piece still stand as the file's mood. It really comes down to being consistent. When the ball comes my way, I have to make the play and always be ready. The rotation answer his price is guessing at now arrives only in games that count. We'll return to this when the season supplies it. Data via NFLverse.